Rechobes al Wawels. V'chashen is barely page to page daf hey. V'chashen is barely chiyuv amederech haseichel. When I realized that the chiyuv to serve Hashem with your mind, to serve Hashem with your mind, not with your actions but with your mind. When I realized and logically amederech haseichel, omarti, so I said to myself, maybe the reasons for him, he went through a list. He said in his days, in the Chavis Halvavis' days, Svarim was starting to be written. And they wrote Svarim on mitzvahs. He described the types of Svarim that were being written. And Kitzurim of the mitzvahs that are knowing Guzman Hazeh, and not knowing Guzman Hazeh. And Chavis Halvavis are not written. So he was wondering why. Okay, Shemo Einu and Yonam Alolu B'Sefer Torah Hashem. Maybe it's not mentioned in the Torah. Well, the Fika Chosnachok V'Yosin B'Sefer. So therefore, no one wrote a Sefer about it. They write a Sefer. You know, they base it on the Chumash. They take out a Chumash and they write the mitzvahs. So you know, Sheyancho Sonu Aleihem. That's why there's no Sefer teaching us how to do this, the mitzvahs of the mind. The Adrichenu Aleihem. Okay, maybe that's why there's no Sefer. I realize logically it's fundamental. I realize like logically it's the basis of all the mitzvahs. But, you know, he's telling you his journey to writing this Sefer. So first he realized logically the critical importance of Chovos Halvavos, the duties of the mind, really. Chovos Halvavos, it's really the mind more than the heart, the way we think of the heart. The heart is really like a combination of mind and logic and emotion. So it's really, you took a thought and mind, you used Tanakh constantly uses the word lev. Shlomo HaMelech asked Hashem for Chachma Belibo. Anyway, Chachma Slev, we talk about Chacham Lev. Anyway, so, but I'm going to always translate it as the mind rather than the heart, because that's a truer translation as to what the Chavis Halvavos is talking about. He's talking about logic, he's talking about rational thought, he's talking about things you're supposed to think about. Anyway, so he's wondering, this is his odyssey, his journey to writing this Sefer. So why aren't the Svarim about this? So maybe because it's not in the Chumash, so no one got to that yet. Okay, so I opened the Chumash, I start flipping the pages. I don't know what's going on here. Umetzosim chayzrim by pamim rabos. Remember, he's going through the three gates of knowledge. Gate number one is logic. Gate number two is Torah Shebaksav. Gate number three is Torah Shebaal Peh. So I open the Chumash, and I see it's full of Chovos Halvavos. And he gives us a few examples. The Ohavtois Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Miyodecha. Right? That's a mitzvah right there. Loving is something in the mind and the heart. Then it says, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Miyodecha. These are thoughts, these are emotions. These are things you establish with your mind. They might have mitzvah seivorim associated with them, but certainly the primary mitzvah is belev. For you had dvorim ho'ele, asher anochi mitzavecho hayom al levavecha. Talmud Torah, let's assume he's learning that it's Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is a mitzvah of the mind. We don't think of it. You have to acquire knowledge. It's a Chovos Halvavos. I mean, you have to do the action of learning, but ultimately, you have to acquire Torah knowledge. You have to become knowledgeable in Torah. The Omar La'avos Hashem Elokecha L'shmoa B'kolo U'ludovka Bo. These are mitzvahs of the mind. The Omar La'avos Hashem Elokechem U'liyovdo B'chol U'lubavachem U'b'chol Nafshechem. The Omar Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu will also see Ra'u. You have to always be in fear of Hashem, in awe of Hashem. You have to always be aware of Hashem. You have to feel like you're under surveillance. Right? When you're under surveillance, you act differently. So you're always under surveillance. That's what the Torah wants you to think about and to have in your mind. What's that? You have to love. You have to at least tolerate Rabbosai. You have to not have animosity towards your fellow Jew. The Omar Bato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meyimcha, Kiyam liyiros Hashem Elokecha. It sums up the whole, what does Hashem want from you? And then it talks about chovos halvavos. V'yomar, v'yohavtem es hager, ki ger me'yisim beretz mitzroyim. V'arei hayira v'yahava mechovos halvavos. So that's assays. He gave you a list of assays. V'omar bar zhorah shem chovos halvavos, v'lo sach modeshes v'yecha, v'lo sasava beis v'yecha, sadeu avdo v'amosa shor v'chamor v'chalashel v'yecha. So here's an interesting combination where you see. Because if you open a Rambam, and the Rambam describes when you're over the love of Losach mode, the Rambam always struggles. The Rambam always is careful to make everything into Chovos HaEvorim. Like even Losach mode. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to plan how to get it away from the other guy. And Lo Tisave is you're not allowed to try to get it away from the other guy. And even V'yavtas Hashem Elokecha, so, right, there's ways the things you're supposed to do. But they're not in conflict with the Chovos HaLevavos. First of all, he's going to prove in a few lines that even things that are on the surface Chovos HaEvorim, like Tefillin, Shabbos, but the whole meaning of it, the whole thing that gives it its umph is the Chovos HaLevavos of it. But Koshkein, these mitzvahs, even though the Rambam holds technically, probably for technical reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, you know, the mitzvahs are not belayed, they have to manifest themselves in actions, but certainly we understand the chilek between a mitzvah like Shabbos and a mitzvah of Losach Mod, where we say Losach Mod is primarily belayed, but it has to be manifested in an action. Where Shabbos is primarily in an action, but to give it meaning and to not make it an empty shell, you have to have the lave. So there's no stira. When the Chovos HaLevavos says that for Lo Sachmod, certainly Lo Sachmod is talking about primarily your emotion, your mindset, where you're coming from, what your attitude is. V'lo sikim v'lo sitar es b'nei amecha, lo sisna sachicha b'lvavecha, v'lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'yachrei einechem, lo sa'amei tes levavcha. Right, you talk about giving stalker. There's a lav not to harden your heart, not to close your heart, not to tighten your heart, not to close up your mind and lave from caring about someone else. Well, osikbo says yodecha, that's already the aver. V'harbe keyotze bo. V'achar kach, so the Chovos HaLevavos, I don't know, I open the Chumash, every other word, every other pasuk is a Chovos HaLevavos. And then he says, this is very, very important what he says. Now, v'achakach hezev is kol ha-mishmas. Hashem directed kol ha-mishmas. The whole, everything, mishmas in the words of the Chovos HaLevavos, according to Rav Kapach's translation, is listening to Hashem, obedience to Hashem. Hezev is kol ha-mishmas el ha-lev v'ha-loshon. It makes it obedience. It makes it a question of lev. And speech, which speech is the conduit, right? That's the lave, it's expression of the lave. Ba'amro, and look at what the pasuk he quotes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to talk about that, come on, you can do it. The mitzvahs are not like out in outer space. Lo me'evel ayomi, v'lo b'shamayimi. So what does the pasuk end up saying? Ki ha'mitzvah hazos ha'shonuchi mitzavcha ayom, lo b'shamayimi. All the mitzvahs. Ki koro ve'lecho hadover mi'od. And now comes the crunch. B'ficha u'b'levavcha la'asoso. That's how the Torah fuses. We're talking about kol ha'Torah kulu. We're talking about all of the mitzvahs. And the pasuk, when it says it's close to you, means you can do it. It's not that hard. It's not. I'm not telling you to do the. What's the word? Triathlon. Triathlon. I'm not telling you to. No, it's easy. So the lashon is kikar v'ilecha b'ficha u'b'levavcha. That's the whole Torah. This is like what I keep saying. The whole Torah is really the point of Shabbos is the lave. The point of Shabbos is the lave. Is to reach certain recognitions. The point of all the of tefillin b'ficha u'b'levavcha also. So he says, I don't know, the Torah is full of it. Full of these psukim, full of these words of Chovos HaLevavos. Avul Shar Sefer Anaviyim that you want to talk about Nach, forget about it. I'm not even going to list them. Hari Hir Bumaot, Daim Chozrim Bahem Rabos. It's constantly repeating. Chavis Halvavos. The truth is, you open the Shayo, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel. Very little Chavis Ayvarim in there. It talks about people's connection to Hashem. It talks about how they, what their attitude towards their fellow man is, what they think about the Karbonos, what they think about Hashem. Lo etrach lahaskirim, I'm not going to bother listing them, biglal ribuyom upersumom. Okay, so he's on a search. He's on a search because he's going to end up saying, I guess I'm going to have to stand up and write the sefer that no one's written before. That's what he's leading towards, but he's telling you how he got to that point. Logically, chavis halvavos is the main thing. You open a chumash, it's the main thing. Why didn't anybody write a sefer about it? He has no answer at the end. His answer is, I don't know why, but I'm going to stand up and do it. Okay. That's it for tonight. Mishnah Berurah now. Let's go. 10 minutes of Mishnah Berurah. A bonus tonight. Only 10 minutes of Mishnah Berurah. Am I supposed to be closing this and starting a new file? Till I get further home.